Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's Monday, the 8th of December, 2025. Welcome to Macro, Micro and Small Cap News. Yeah, I've changed the title again because I do like a bit of macro, you know. So I cover a little bit of macro, not too much. Anyway, I'm Justin Waite. Hope you had a nice weekend. It's Monday. It's a bit of a mixed day. Some stocks of mine have gone up nicely. Some are just doing nothing. Some have gone down a little bit. But overall, I'd say it's more green than red on the screen. Okay, let's start off with a bit of macro. Mortgage rates fall. The average rates of a UK 2- and 5-year fixed mortgages have fallen to their lowest levels since September 2022. That's a good sign. In fact, that was one on the way up. Was it? Yeah, another on the way down. MoneyFacts, no, maybe not. Anyway, MoneyFacts reports that the average mortgage rates on 2- and 5-year fixed deals fell to 4.86 and 4.91% respectively in November, both now their lowest points since September 2022. It is the first time the average 5-year fixed rate has dropped below 5% since May 2023. The fall comes after lenders have grown increasingly confident that the Bank of England will cut interest rates next week from 4%, wait for it, to 3.75. Ooh, exciting. There will become a tipping point, though, you know, there is a tipping point. Where is that tipping point? I don't know what you can get in, you know, savings accounts, money market funds, but as the interest rate comes down, equity becomes more attractive. The economy, houses, everything that starts to get a bit more lively. So I don't know where the tipping point is. I suppose it's about 1% lower, is it now? What do you get in my... I don't know. Answers on a postcard. By the way, markets are pricing in around a 90% probability of a quarter point reduction to 3.75 following recent cooling in inflation and a softening jobs market. I don't know if you saw that news over the weekend. Britain's jobs market remained weak last month in the run-up to Finance Minister Rachel Reeves' budget on November the 26th. Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. As employers worried about possible new tax increases, an industry report showed on Monday. So there we are. Let's look at the markets here. Oh, it's a three-way battle now. Netflix are going to buy Warner Brothers. Now Paramount has jumped into the fray. And Paramount want to buy everything. Netflix, I think, want to buy studios and streaming. I think HBO. But Paramount want to buy the lot. The whole shebangle. The whole shebang. Whatever a shebang is, I have no idea. Sounds a bit rude to me, to be honest. Shebang, shebang. Didn't Ricky Martin sing about that? No, she bangs. That's what he sang about. Okay, let's start off with the markets then. FTSE 100 down a quarter 1%, 9,645. It'd be nice if it could break 10,000 for the new year, don't you think? I mean, you know, I'm not pinning all my hopes on it. I won't be completely gutted for the rest of the year if it doesn't do that. But it would be nice if we can rally a bit. I think it's not enough time left now. It's dropped off a little bit. And it's in a sort of a range. Stock 600 in Europe. It is flat, 578. Right now, the S&P 500, of course, it is about 5 past 5 in the evening, so that's well and truly open. It's down 0.4%, 6841. In fact, it recently got to a recent, almost recent high there, nearly a recent high, all-time high this is, but it's failed a little bit. That's quite telling. If it can't break that new high, it may need a bit of a breather to get a bit more energy and a bit more of a run-up to it, but as it not looking very good. It, will it be a higher low? That's the worry, which, of course, is a formation of a top, a market top. FTSE, I have a question about this because, you know, there's a lot of stocks in the UK, small cap, mid cap, or small cap, micro cap, haven't really rallied like the S&P has rallied. In fact, stocks in America haven't really rallied apart from the Magnificent Seven or some other sort of AI related. There's a lot of hype there in small areas of the market. I'm just wondering if maybe having said that, maybe the Mag 7, they're not particularly overvalued, really, considering what they are and how good they are as businesses. But they've had a good rally, you know, so maybe it is a case of them just going sideways for a while, trading in a range, and the rest of the market catching up a little bit. Who knows? Let's hope. Small cap, FTSE small cap, down 0.5%, 7372. In fact, looking at the markets over here, my stock's done quite well today, considering. Russell 2000, up 0.25%, 2526. FTSE 250, down 0.65%, 21921. NASDAQ, down 0.25%, 25526. What else have we got here? The FTSE All World Index, down 31%, 663. And the AIM All Share, also down 31%, 748. Dow Jones, down 0.5%, pretty much 47,736. So, yeah, in fact, I think my stocks are outperforming the market today because it seems like all indices are down, pretty much. What else are we looking at? Let's look at Brent crude. $62.89 a barrel, down 0.25%. What else have we got? We got copper. That's down a little bit. It's rallied strongly, though, copper. It's down 0.6% today to 5.42 dollars a pound. Gold is down 0.5% to $4,220 an ounce. Anything else? Natural gas is having a breather, blowing off a bit of gas here. Down 6.62%, but it has rallied very strongly. Like I say, it's almost doubled over the last few months. Yeah, Bitcoin, it's rolling over a little bit. It's had a little bounce, rolling over. I'm finding a range here. But it's down 31%, 90,124. Let's look at bonds. Government bonds, 2-year, 10-year and 30-year are all up. 2 years up 0.34%, 3.8% is the yield. 4.5% is the yield for 10-year. That's up 1%. And the 30-year, the yield of that is 5.23, up 0.5%. A pound will buy you €1.14. It'll buy you $1.33. So the dollar index is strengthening a little bit, just rolled over recently from 100 down now to 99, pretty much. Anything else? That'll do us. That'll do us for today. Quick look at some micro-cap, small-cap news on the database at sharepickers.com. If you want access to this, then go there, sharepickers.com, and you can get 40% off. It's the price of less. Remember, is it? What's the price of a latte? Is it half the price of a latte? I think it was. I've forgotten now, but it's cheap compared to a latte. It's half a pint, £2.88 a week. That's how much you can get access for. Like I said, what I'm doing here, when I'm covering this, I'm scraping the surface. £2.80 a week. That means it's less than half a pint of beer from the beer shop. A bag of chips from the chippy. A battered jumbo sausage from the chippy, a jumbo savoy from the chippy, cheaper than all these, half the amount a person spends on chocolate in a week. 40% cheaper than a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, and 43% cheaper than a Big Mac. I haven't had a McDonald's for ages, actually. I'm just wondering what they... do they do anything festive at McDonald's? Just had my son today, he's becoming increasingly annoying in class. He keeps in detention all the time. Today, the very definition of a class clown, and they said today, behaviour incident, what do they say? We're right to inform you that Monty has been involved in a behaviour incident today, continued to put a party hat on his head and disturb the learning of the rest of my class, despite already being given a warning and asked not to. Moved outside the classroom and reminded about the expectations of his behaviour. I mean, you know, it is annoying he's disrupting the class, but putting a party hat on, it's not the biggest crime of the century, is it? I can just see him doing that as a simple little boy, trying to make people laugh. In fact, I had a similar thing years ago when I was a kid in school. Mrs. Dash, her name was, and she was a drama teacher as well as just our general teacher in, primary school? Yeah. And we suspected she wore a wig. It was a black curly wig because she had lots of them in bags about the class. But anyway, she came in from break one time and we all had these wigs on. The wigs looked exactly the same as her wig, black curly wig. And she went mad and made us stand on the chairs. But she made us stand up on the chairs in front of the class, and we still had these wigs on. So everyone was trying not to laugh, you know? And I couldn't stop laughing. I said, right, wait, just get to the back glass, turn round, face the wall. So I went to the back glass, turned round, to take that wig off. So, okay, so I took the wig off. And I, at the back glass, and I, in one of the bags, I found a sort of fake little moustache. And my friend Lee was in the class, and he was sat back down. And he turned to face me, and I turned round, and I had some moustache on, and he just burst out laughing, and she went mad again then. I suppose, you know, it's only having a bit of fun, isn't it? Lessons are a bit boring. I won't say this to my son, though. I'll say, just don't disrupt the class, for heaven's sake. There's plenty of time outside the class to mess around. But you all go through it, I suppose. Anyway, I've taken a bit of a sidetrack here, haven't I? Anyway, sharepickers.com. alphabetical order. First and foremost, Beaks Financial Cloud, BKS, his ticker, Proximity Cloud Wins. What's this? All right, yeah, sorry, I've got an email there. I wonder who it was. Of course, Beaks Financial Cloud. Cloud computing is a crucial capital markets and finance. Beaks is a leading managed cloud provider, exclusively within the fast-moving sector. Infrastructure as a service model is optimized for low latency, private cloud compute, connectivity, and analytics, providing flexibility. Anyway, at 2:30, a share, 154 million market cap. And they've announced today, this is a second in a couple of days. So they did announce last week as well, two contract wins. What were they worth last week? They signed a three-year private cloud contract with a major Canadian bank. Well, it's obviously Royal Bank of Canada, isn't it, I think? With total contract value of $1.5 million. Also signed an additional $2 million proximity cloud extension to a recently contract won by a large FX broker, taking the total contract to $4 million over 5 years. And today, they announced a $1.9 million proximity cloud win with a major South African bank and a £2 million extension with a large FX broker. Yeah, so this is quite good now because this, first of all, the South African bank, they started providing them a co-location service in the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. But this bank now wants to obviously have a, exchange cloud offering, deploying proximity cloud outside of South Africa in two London locations. So this is good. You get, you know, cross-selling, upselling, sideways selling, downward selling, up diagonal selling. So this is what's happening. And people are loving Beaks' service, found through the colo, and now they're having their own sort of proximity clouds in other parts of the world. So lots of cross-sell, things there. What else was there? Further extension, $2 million, approximately a large FX broker, so some large brokers as well. So Beaks, it's one of those companies, I think, you know, Gordon MacArthur, owner-operated, owns 32% of the stock, and I do believe in Gordon, and he's you know, I think they've had, I think since 2015, 10 years of double-digit top-line growth, and it continues. They expect to do 14%, to 41 million for 2026. That'll give them 58% net profit growth. They are on a PE of 33, but when you have this type of growth and you've done it for 10 years, I think it's wholly acceptable. And again, they continue into, in fact, 2027 could be transformed, but 12% top line growth to 46 million and 26% net profit growth to 5.9 million. But I think that could change to the upside because you've got these cloud contracts, which are revenue share, and as yet, we don't know how much it's going to produce from that. But it could be, and understand that, Beaks, largely, I think about 75% of the revenue is recurring. So anything they add on top there goes straight to the top and bottom lines. It's a quality company, I think. A company worth looking at. I do hold some stock in it. You probably hear that I'm quite sort of, biased. But do your own research. I think any dips there, probably a good research opportunity. Next, Eagle Eye Solutions. So they've done a US supermarket chain that selects Eagle Eye. Fancy having an eagle eye, just one eye, like an eagle, big round eye like that. They bat eyelids very strange. A little film goes over their eyes, isn't it? That would be, I suppose, like an eagle. Eagle, alien, wouldn't you, if you had an eyelid like that? I don't know if eagle eyes are bigger than human eyes, actually. Maybe a bit small in your head. Anyway, Eagle Eye is a leading SaaS and AI technology company enabling retail, travel and hospitality brands to earn loyalty of their end customers by powering their real-time omni-channel and personalised consumer marketing activities at scale. Cloud-based platform. Yeah, good. I do like their technology and that they're a big contract canceled a while back, not the share price, but they have got SAP coming on board for OEM platforms, massive company. So that'll transform their revenue in next year. But this year, it's not. Anyway, the news is about this American supermarket, I think with, 500 stores? Supermarket chain operates 500 stores, principally across 9 states. It will use Eagle Eye AI-powered solutions to deliver greater personalization at scale. So, I think they've signed Asda and Tesco's. I don't know. I think one of those has come off now. But any loyalty scheme you see, it's sort of, that's the kind of thing they do. And they do have contracts. But so due to the contract of cancellation recently, which has been replaced by another bigger one, for 2026, the top line is going to contract by 5% to 45.9 million. A net profit, in fact, a loss for 26 of 3.7 million expected to make. And that's from a profit previously in 25 of 1.6 million. And then 2027, expect a return to profit and growth with 54.6 million top line, 19% top line growth, and 1.7 million bottom line growth. But it puts them on a PE 51, EV earnings of 44. So not cheap. But I mean, these SaaS companies are often, on EV sales 2, 3, 4 times. In fact, what do they say here? They do also have, like I said, software reserves, 84% recurring revenue, but like Beaks there, recurring revenue. But they do tend to value them on EV sales, which I'm not a fan of. But I think it's a decent company. And I think, any dips, or if it doesn't start reacting soon, then it's worth looking at. Anyway, let's go back there on the... For 2028, they are expecting a top line of 62.8 million, up 15%, and 4.3 million in net profit, which is a PE of 20. That's a bit more like it. EV earnings of 17, a bit more like it. But like I said, for a good software business recurring, I think worth a look. Any dips there, definitely worth a look. Eagle Eye, obviously got quality product service there. Next. Hercules, major new contract. Interesting chart, Hercules, worth a look at. Just crossing the 200-day moving average with this news. I've been watching this for a while. In fact, it is in the top 25 on the Microcap League because they do have a bit of growth there and good value. Major new contract in the water sector. They've had quite a few of these. And it seems that the water sector is undergoing a lot of reinvestment because they've been in the eye of the storm, haven't they, regarding sewage and oil spills and leaks, all that stuff. But it's Civils Projects Division. By the way, what do they do? I didn't go through this, did I? So it's a tech-enabled labour supply company for the UK infrastructure sector. Founded in 2008, Hercules established a track record of profitability and fast growing, has built blue chip customer base, which includes Balfour Beatty, Costain, Kier, Skanska, Dyer and Butler, and Volker Fitzpatrick. By the way, Brusk Korkmaz, CEO, is from Turkey originally, but he holds 45%. I always like to see that. They do pay a dividend as well, about 4%. At 45 pence a share, they are a market cap of 36 million, enterprise value is 37. But yeah, so this contract here, it says worth 6.2 million in value, expected to be delivered in the next 6 months. Now, you've got to understand, they are sort of, you know, they've got their own app for searching for, you know, people want to find jobs. They've also got a training camp for people for skill, and they are in this area where Labour are ploughing money into infrastructure, road, rail, nuclear energy, all that, overhead lines. So I think it's one worth looking at. Anyway, 6.2 million in value. Like I said, because this recruitment is quite low margin. In fact, what are the net margins? Net margin is about 3%. But nevertheless, I mean, if you look at where they are there, for 2025, in this sector where, you know, jobs, everything's struggling, I think they're doing quite well because they expect to deliver top line growth of 10%, 112 million, net profit of 2.8 million, up 75%, puts them on a PE 13. Now, for 2026, more improvement, 15% top line to 128.9 million, and net profit up 21%. To 3.4 million. And that would be a PE of 10. So they're cheap. They pay a dividend, owner-operated, and I think they're in the right sector. It may be a little bit soggy and patchy at the moment, but going forward, I think this sector could do very well. It's construction or infrastructure sector, you know? So maybe worth a look. Hercules Site Services. Like I say, pay a dividend there. And lastly, Journeo, 2.3 million purchase orders, infrastructure protection. For Journeo, and I've mentioned this before, but Journeo is a leading intelligent transport systems provider delivering solutions in towns, cities, airports, and the public transport networks. At 473 a share, they are 83 million market cap, 69 million enterprise value. There's no change to the brokers here, but I do like them. But for this year, they're going to see 2025, top line 13% growth, 56 million. Net profit dipping 7% at 4.2, puts them on a PE of 20. For 2026, though, expect to see 29% top line growth, because they've won quite a few contracts, really. And net profit of 33% growth to 5.6 million, puts them on a PE of 15, EV earnings of 12. I think that's decent rating, and they keep churning out these contracts, so it's worth a look. I mean, any dips in Journeo's share price, I think it's worth a little tickle. I'm not saying invest, I'm saying have a little tickle. Tickle yourself, do some research. Have a little tickle. I've forgotten my catchphrase there. Worth a tickle. anyway, that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have listened this far, if you haven't, up yours. Are you kidding? Yeah, so, my dog is already shaking, ready to go. She knows where I finished. But that's it. Don't forget, sharepickers.com. Muchos apreciados. Speak you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.